Yeah, we're delighted to say the winning jockey and trainer here for James. A really special day because this is the first Royal winner. But from your point of view, did you ever think you were going to get Paul Hannigan and overtake him in the final stages? Because I think the trainer looked fairly let out a huge sigh of relief at the end. But what was it from a jockey's perspective? What was going through your mind?
Well, firstly, I think Paul gave his horse a fantastic ride. You know, he did all the right things. And I was a little bit keen after the start, and I had to get my fella to relax into a rhythm. And he relaxed beautifully. And Paul just... he filled his horse all the way up the hill and just skipped off the turn. And, you know, I was a little bit worried turning in, but, you know, I've got great belief in my horse, and he you know, he's got a tremendous turn of foot, and he keeps galloping, and he loves a scrap to the finish. So I was delighted with him, yeah.
And so presuming, but what you're saying is you didn't allow yourself to panic because you knew the horse was... OK, Paul had, what, obviously taken the race by the scruff of the neck. You were feeling quite calm inside, still knowing you had so much horse under you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, like I say, I was a little concerned, but every time I sat on this horse, he's filled me with great confidence, and he's won each time I've sat on him. So I've got a tremendous kind of rapport with the horse, and he does just give me confidence that he's such a good horse.
No, I know you've won in Dubai in big races, but and we won't keep you long. I know you've got to ride in next. But just where does this rate? Is this the biggest feeling of your best win of your career? Because it's winning at the biggest meeting of them all here in Britain.
I am to ride, you know, Royal Ascot's Royal Ascot, isn't it? And it's so tough. You know, I thought I had a few decent rides yesterday, and you know, you come to Royal Ascot full of, you know, hope and expectation, and it can all end in disappointment. So to actually get a winner, it's, you know, it's amazing feeling. You grow up wanting to kind of ride Royal Ascot winners, and you know, ridden one today, so it's an amazing feeling.
And when you looking back at the crowd, did you really sort of try and milk it and say, well, take it all, drink it all
it's
in?
It's hard to take all in. It's hard to take it all in, yeah, to be fair.
Well done. I know you've got to go and ride in the next, but thank you, James. Now, Roger, now talk me through how you saw. He was saying, complimenting Paul Hannigan. You were probably seeing it from a slightly different perspective at the time.
Yeah. I didn't know what to think. I haven't seen the replay, but... I was worried, and I don't know whether I was worried 3 out or 2 out or 1 out, really. I can't remember. It seemed to be blurred. But I could see the horse making great progress. He was keeping very straight. And, I'd like to compliment James, really. I think he's, for a young jockey that hasn't in the past ridden particularly good horses, I found him to be very mature, very sensible, you know. A lot of owners sort of say, you know, couldn't we get Johnny Murta or couldn't we get somebody else? They stuck with James, and he delivers, and he's calm, he's sensible, he's very good when he's debriefed, and I thought he rode him a great race. First thing he said to me, I was always going to get there. I think he actually genuinely thought that, and he wasn't saying I'm clever. But I think you can't do it without the horse. The horse has improved and improved from being a horse that was beaten twice in group threes, looking a bit one paced, a horse that's clearly got a turn of foot, and a horse that's clearly bred to stay a mile and a half. And after all, he was impressive winning the Jockey Club Stakes over a mile and a half, possibly with a broken pelvis. Therefore, you know, he's a pretty decent horse, this.
So, actually, putting into perspective what he's achieved, the fact he's come back better than ever after having that,
because that could have
been a career-threatening injury. That is a mark of something a little different.
The message, and if one's ever allowed it, is the patience. And somewhere I read that Sir Henry Cecil said patience, patience, and more patience. Well, the answer is that's the thing. It's expensive patience, and it's also difficult when you get offers coming from Australia and Hong Kong and things for horses like this. For owners, say, well, what are they going to win in England? You know, that stage he hadn't won anything very special. To resist the temptation, knowing that our prize money is not great, thank the Lord he didn't end up selling the horse, and he's now, you know, a very valuable potential stallion.
And where does he rate in your level of horses you trained? I mean, what he's done today is, I mean, it's obviously your biggest win here at Royal Ascot.
Pretty high, I have to say. I think that Cityscape produced a career-best effort, and he hasn't reproduced that effort since. It was an amazing performance, so that was very special. Obviously, Quest for Fame winning the Derby when I was relatively young was pretty special, but it wasn't a good Derby. You know, he was rated 121, so he was in the sort of lower grade horses. This is probably a better horse.
So almost nearly saying that maybe the best horse you potentially train and given what he's starting to achieve now.
Without wanting to be greedy, let's hope there's still things to come.
So what would that? What's the primary target now? Could you be back here, you say, mile and a half for the King George, or would the Ark be the ultimate aim?
I don't know. I think he's run twice on good firm ground, and it is quite quick out there now. And for choice, I wouldn't run him back on very quick ground. If the King George meeting was run on very fast ground, you'd have to think about it. It's probably foolish to say, well, the Eclipse is 17 days away, but I guess he's favourite for the Eclipse. You know, what's going to turn out, what will the ground be? It's about programming, really, and I think if the ultimate was the Ark, which as far as I'm concerned it is, and I think it's the best race in Europe, he's a horse that clearly stays a mile and a half, and if the ground was on the soft side, that wouldn't be a problem. It's a question of how do you get your horse to the Ark in the best possible condition. And I believe if you're going to train for the Ark, you train for the Ark, and not, it doesn't come as an also run, as an, you know. So often you have nice horses, say, we run here, and then suddenly they go to the Breeders' Cup, and they come back, and they go to Hong Kong, and you do this, that, and the other. The Ark is what we're going to try and win, and maybe if he ran in the King George, maybe he then wouldn't run till the Ark, and he'd be prepared at home for the race.